story.
We want it been.
Welcome to episode 144 of the Smugglers Galaxy podcast, your favorite Star Wars podcast for smugglers in the galaxy. I'm Glenn. With me is Jason, and we have no plans this week, and it is bugging the crap out of Jason.
Yeah, I'm a planner. Where are we going? I don't like to waste my time.
It's never wasting time, man. It's just shooting the stuff about Star Wars.
I don't like spinning wheels. Let's get to where we're going.
Gotcha.
Anyways, hi.
Hey, how you been? Long time no see.
Long time no see. Was it yesterday? How was your show?
Dude, it was good, but I didn't get home till like 1:30 this morning, which being old sucks.
Yeah, it does. It's a challenge.
And you know, no matter how much I enjoy playing, it's like you have to take it seems like it takes almost a day to recover from a show. And, you know, it's fun and I enjoy it. It went good. Sounded great. We had, you know, we made a $60 last night, which. Yeah,
it's more than I made last night. So,
yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah, it's sad when you're like, hey, man, how much we make? $60. Awesome. But you end up spending, you know, gas money, and then you end up buying food at the club, you end up buying drinks, and I spent $20 just on a hamburger and a Coke, because I'm trying not to drink that much when I'm out anymore. Or I had a bad experience a few years ago, and I was tuning, and all I saw was blurs. So I try not to drink before a show that much anymore.
Yeah, stay professional.
Yeah. So it was fun. Got home late, slept till like 9 o'clock. Thankfully it was a little bit overcast this morning, so it confused the dogs. So, and then I even took a nap, which is
another thing old people do.
Yeah, exactly. I took a nap yesterday and I took a nap today.
Was it $60 for the band or $60 per person?
$60 for the band, which
which
goes into the band fund, which you never see that money because it's the same thing like the club money. You're like, when we need something, it'll come out of those funds. So,
it really is.
It's like, I don't know if you ever saw the meme, but it's like, you know, a musician is somebody that loads $5,000 worth of gear into a $3,000 car to drive an hour to make $50.
Yeah, but it's more about the music and the art than it is about the money, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's why I say doing a podcast is a hell of a lot easier than being in a band, because all I got to do is we message each other and be like, dude, you ready? Yeah. Let's go in the office and set it up and go.
Yeah. It's Sunday afternoon, which is weird. So we're going to be a little bit more punchy in this episode.
Yeah, I figured when I messaged you, I figured, oh, we'll record after dinner. And then you're like, let's do it now. And all right.
Yeah, because if I don't do it now, it's going to be late. And yeah, so let's just do it now. And we're doing it now, so we can move on from having to talk about this.
You're right. All right. Is that a Las Vegas? Is that, say that
no,
again?
No, it's a UCF Golden Knights shirt.
Gotcha. I thought you were like a hockey fan all of a sudden.
If I was, I'd be a Florida Panthers fan. So anyways, moving
on. They're playing the Knights in the Stanley Finals, right?
Yeah, yes. Go Panthers. pick anything up this week?
I did. I picked up So what did I get? So yesterday we at the toy show, I picked up, my wife is really in the Gremlins, so there was a sealed gizmo that was still in a baggie, like the 80s gizmo that shakes when you shake it, it makes a noise. And it was still in the original baggie. So I picked that up for her. And I picked up a Bill and Ted Fizz Toys or something. Uh, Biz some, I don't know. They it's a modern, it was a modern Bill and Ted two pack and then the phone booth. And then I picked up a Lynx Atari Lynx game, Bill and Ted game. So basically anything, if it said Bill and Ted on it yesterday, I bought it.
Yeah. You bought all the Bill and Ted stuff at that show.
Right. It was only three things. And then I had some last celebration in Europe had somebody had a, they had a Calicori patch.
Yeah.
Set puzzle patch. And I knew one of the sponsors and he needed a patch. So the patch he needed, Sam Sam's was sponsoring or had the club, all the clubs had sponsored him and I didn't get it at the time. And all of a sudden I had a reason to get one. So I was able to contact Sam and have him send it to the guy, to Brent. And then Brent sent me the Calicori patch. So it was able, you know, it's like a three-way trade. It was like, you know, sweating bullets for a minute. Cause Sam was like, I'm going to a show and I'll let you know when I'm done with the show. If you can, you know, if I have an extra one. So he ended up having an extra one. And, then one of our, I had a buddy send me the Toyota truck from Back to the Future.
Okay. So. What is that? Okay. Yes.
Marty's
yes.
truck.
Yes. I know what you're talking about.
The Hot Wheels.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great to get a couple sleeping bags, take this down to the lake? That one.
Yes, Marty. You don't sit in a parked car with boys.
Yes. I know what you're talking
girls.
About.
Yeah. I know what you're girl. Talking about. What kind of girl sits in a parked car with boys?
Yeah.
And find out that his mom's loosey-goosey.
Man. Well, yeah.
Not what really. You picked, huh?
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff this week. It's funny because Friday's the gateway to the weekend. So I try to figure out what I'm doing on the weekend because I'm a planner. It's the point, the start of this episode. And I was thinking to myself, man, I don't have much to share on the podcast, but that quickly changed Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
Because I got the second wave of the 40th anniversary Black Series figures, the Return of the Jedi on the card. I was a little disturbed. It was just, I don't open them, and the Emperor, his cape, his cowl is like partially like over his ears, so it looks very weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then with these Black Series, they're packing in like I don't open them, so I don't know what they are, but instructions or something like that. There's a little
in the bottom. Wood.
Yeah, and my Stormtrooper, the sheet of paper kind of unfolded and is like blocking his shins.
Oh my god!
So it's just annoying. It's annoying to look at.
And you know, I don't think they're instructions. I think they are like legal. It's a legal document in like 50 different languages.
Probably like don't swallow the Stormtrooper.
Right.
It's that kind of stuff.
Know, it could cause cancer and right.
Do I need to be worried about sitting in my room all of a sudden?
I don't think so. But you know how like when you get something that something, in the state of California, this is known to cause cancer. And you're like, why?
Well, only in California. So I'm good in Georgia, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. You're no, awesome.
It's because like someone somewhere has done something stupid and now the lawyers need to put that on there to explicitly say, you know, don't shove a Stormtrooper's boot in your ear or something like that.
Right, because you may go deaf. No,
because someone's done that.
Yep.
But
why do you think all the coffee cups from McDonald's says, you know, this is hot.
The contents are hot. Yeah. I also got the vintage collection. I was talking about this last week. The Cassian Andor in disguise, the vintage collection.
Okay.
I got that. I got the Andor version of the Phase 2 clone trooper that arrived today. TVC.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just dropped it.
Then now you're going to have to open it.
No. I got Starkiller finally after.
Nice.
Was it 2012? So 9 years to 11 mm-hmm. years. You can barely see it, but I got that one, TVC. And then I got Admiral Piet, which is on the Return of the Jedi card.
Nice.
Yeah, I like the feel of that card back. It looks vintage. It looks cool. I
can't, right.
Stupid.
Yeah, it's a cool-looking card back.
So I got that. And then at the show, I pulled up at 9:50. The show doesn't start till 10. And I thought I was an hour late because that parking lot was packed.
It was a nice show.
Of people there already, and I thought I was behind the eight ball because, like I said, there were people there already checking things out. So I got there. I saw one person had posted in the Georgia Action Figure Collective group that he was bringing a, was it Wilton cake pan?
It sounds familiar.
I think it's right. Wilton. It's an Empire Strikes Back R2-D2. It's got the inserts in it, if you will. It's the image on the front that shows you what the cake could look like if you did it right.
Right.
It was a little beat up, but for $25, I couldn't say no. But the thing that was really, really cool with it, and it had a second insert that shows you the colors and how to, like, if you're new to cake decorating, like, for the arms on R2, you need to have this color, and you need to bring it across the body.
Nice.
And this pattern with this tip of icing bag. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was really cool. So that was the one thing I wanted to pick up. I found it right away, and I was able to buy that. $25. I did a comparative online just to make sure that it was a deal, and it was. It was a good deal.
No, it was a steal because I paid like $60, I think, for my Boba Fett one.
Well, it's the Boba Fett tax.
Yeah.
But, and this R2, the insert itself wasn't that great. It looked like maybe some rodent had bit around the sides of it or something's happened to it. So it's not mint, but it's good enough. Another vendor had the Ewoks VHS from the animated cartoon.
Right.
So I got that for $5.
Nice.
I couldn't say no to that. And I like buying different versions of media and different formats. So it was a 1985. So it was like fresh at the start of VHS. It has like a Disney-esque, you know, Disney's got that padded open folding.
Yeah, like a clamshell.
Clamshell, yeah. And so this is a little bit harder plastic. It's not that soft plastic that Disney has. It's not like molded plastic, a vacuum form plastic. This is more of a molded plastic, but it was still like cool.
Yeah, I think I picked up a Droids and an Ewoks one time from like a Goodwill. And I was like, but it's sitting, you know, it makes good, like you put it behind stuff, you know, like you need to, you know, it's a good face space filler.
But I do like that it's from 1985, which is like the end of the original run of the Golden Age of Star Wars. And that's right before the Dark Times.
Dark
Times. And then the last thing I picked up, it was something I was eyeing quite a few times as I would pass it. Just, you know, like giving it the wink and going, you, I see you over there. Some guy had the TVC Luke X-Wing for $50. And I think at retail that sold for $100. So I'm scratching my head, like, how the heck this guy is he making a profit? Although maybe he was just trying to get rid of it because he had a tons of Black Series like for $10 in box. So maybe he's just selling to get rid of it. But I had to get it, so I bought it.
I saw one guy there that had a bunch of Black Series like in cases in acrylic that he was like, I'm selling the acrylic for like $5. So
yeah,
you buy the figure so it's $30 for the figure in acrylic. And I was just like, that's a good deal, but I don't need any of those.
Same.
We were looking at that one booth that they were selling Black Series for retail stuff that's on the shelf for retail.
Yeah. Yeah, Richard was asking us when he bought that Mandalorian Black Series Amazon exclusive speeder bike with Grogu and the Biker Scout. He said he bought it for like $45, which is vaguely familiar. I think it was about that, but that's still, what, 2020, 2021?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the year that vehicle came out?
You don't know? You'd know better than me. I'm going to go with your gut.
But still, yeah, that was... It was about that time. It was about that price. And now you've got the TVC version for $45, which is a scaled down version of that version.
Right.
And so it's like, what happened in the past 3 or 4 years where the cost of vintage collection has met the price of the Black Series from a couple years ago? It's like, what happened?
I think they figured out they can get away with it and they're going to do it.
Maybe. It's still costly, but I don't know. This is a minor complaint, I guess, but it was still a great time. It was hot.
Oh, yeah, man. It was. I left probably a half an hour or so after you because I like with me having the show and you know, we're an hour from home and I had to get lunch and blah, blah, blah. I just didn't, you know, and with the dogs and yeah, had to be an old man and prepare for stuff. So I left like I think 12:30.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it was a good show. It was hard to leave. Well, it was easy because I was getting tired, but it was hard to leave because there was so much stuff to go back through.
Yep. Your buddy Dutch had a bunch of Micro Machines, the silver commemorative versions.
Yeah.
For $20 each. And I was about to buy them, but I thought the value in the deal was with the X-Wing. So I went with the X-Wing, and I figured for the price he was selling it for, like I can get that anywhere for that same price. So it didn't feel like it was a deal. So.
Right. No, I understand. You know, when you have X number of dollars, you got to spend it wisely.
Yeah, no, that's not a dig. That was like fair market value for that item.
Yeah.
But I felt like the X-Wing was the steal. But another guy had some early Micro Machines for $10 each carded, and they were decent. But I was like, I don't know what I have now anymore for the carded Micro Machines. So I got to figure that out.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing worse than you spend like $50 on something and then you get home and you realize you have it.
Yeah. But it was good to see Terry. Seen Terry and Lisa in a while, so they were there. Jordan, yeah, Richard.
Yeah.
I think
no,
Lewis,
no, go.
What?
Huh? Lewis, no. Terry was in the chat. Was like, yeah, Lisa spoiled me, and I'm like, when I saw her running, I knew she was spoiling you.
What did I miss? Like, I missed something. What did he get?
I don't know. He never posted what he got.
Oh,
or I never saw him. Dude, those chats are so hard to keep up with because, you know, somebody will post something and you go to find, you know, a response to it and you get somebody that just throws a bunch of pictures up or throws memes. I mean, my band chat is ridiculous because we'll have like an important message that everybody needs to pay attention to. And then my guitar player just starts posting memes through it. And you got 10 memes and you, at that point, it's like, F it. I can't keep up.
Yeah, I was in one group chat this weekend talking about a potential project on the horizon with a couple people. And then the next thing I know, I'm messaging you directly as if it was the same chat. And I went back a couple hours later. I'm like, wait a minute, what happened? How did I jump from one chat to another? And then you just rolled with it like it was no problem.
Well, I was figuring you were telling me something you didn't want in the general chat. So no. I rolled with it. Because
no,
that's what I'll do. We'll be having in the general. We'll have a general chat, and then I'll message you something that I don't want everybody else to know. So you know, it is what it is. It, you know, it's all good. And then like I'll text you, or you texted me one day, and you're like, "Wait a minute, that's not on Facebook." Sorry, I'm like,
"Yeah,
who cares?"
I've done that too.
But I know I've
I've done that too.
Yeah. Well, I've learned with you, if it's something that I need your response right now, I text you. If I can wait, I message you.
Yeah, I don't have Facebook controlling my life, so Facebook Messenger doesn't get the dings in my phone. It's only Messenger or text messages that I get dings for.
Yeah, I've got mine set up to like a group chat doesn't, you know, if it's just like, if it's a three-person group chat, it'll ding me, but everything else, if it's a more than three people, it doesn't, and then like individuals will ding me, so I at least.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I know, you know, I get them pretty quick.
There's not much news this week. I don't know what's going on because it's just so quiet in the world of Star Wars. You might get a couple things here and there. Harrison Ford was upset. They asked him something like, who would win in a fight, Indiana Jones or Han Solo? And Harrison Ford said, I would. He's like a grumpy old man. He's don't waste his time with these nerdy questions. But yeah, I would imagine we might get a couple more tidbits like that leading up to Dial of Destiny. I forgot. Last week, I also bought my tickets to that. So
look at you.
I'm excited. I wanted to make sure.
I've noticed. That's your Ahsoka.
Well, not really, but I am excited about it, yes.
Well, that's Ahsoka to me is what Dial of Destiny is to you. Maybe not as much, but
maybe it's not. Yeah, it's a little.
You're not
bit
as
less.
Intense as I am.
Yes, I'm excited about. That's the thing I'm excited about this year's Dial of Destiny, and hopefully it's good, because the rumors are that it's mediocre at best.
You just need it to be good for you, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's the last time I'll see an Indiana Jones movie in the theater for the first time. It's the last time I'll ever hear a John Williams score for the first time, because John Williams is officially retired after this movie.
Right.
That man is a legend.
Some good stuff. I did see, like, because you went to the Atlanta Symphony did a concert.
Yeah.
It was all John Williams stuff.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was incredible. Atlanta Symphony Orchestra did something in Alpharetta where they played only John Williams music. And the pageantry was a little upsetting at the end, because the conductor would walk off stage, and clearly he had teased that he was going to do Indiana Jones's theme, and he hadn't done it yet. And so everybody had to stand up and do the clap. And then he came out and he played the Imperial theme. Which I was like, yeah, he should have done that too. And I forgot about that. And then he walks off and we all stand up and clap. And we're like, come on, get back out there. And he did the Indiana Jones theme. But it was all John Williams. So he did Jurassic Park. He did E.T. He did Jaws. He did Hook, which is a deep cut. And that was the deep cut.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a fabulous show. And even my wife afterwards was like, I enjoyed that more than I thought I would. So.
I wanted to go to that because Live Nation was doing like $25 tickets, but I'm glad that we didn't buy it, because I didn't realize it was like the Sunday after I got back from Disney.
Yeah.
And Mandy and I were both like just beat that Sunday night. I think we were in bed by like 9 o'clock, you know, old people problems, like fighting to stay awake.
But the conductor said something like, I had just seen John Williams a couple of weeks ago. So I don't know if there's some sort of approval process or something like that. Like, do all these conductors go see John Williams and John says, this is how you conduct my music or something like that? But the conductor said John Williams was spry and sharp and just as in tune as he always was. I did have a few issues with some of the notes. Like, I'm not a musician, but what is going on tonight? I am not a musician.
Right.
But I can tell that some of the notes are what I would call controlled.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the note on the page says this, so they play that. But when John Williams does it, he like pushes it and tells people, just blare it.
Right.
And I could sense that. And so I'm just like, there's no passion behind it. It doesn't feel like the movies, because they're doing it by what the page says. They didn't watch the movie and just, oh, ba-da-ba-da. I don't know.
I get you. Yeah.
You're the musician here.
No, I don't read music though. I was never in orchestra and I only played for like 1 year in band. So I don't understand how to deal with a conductor.
You and Paul McCartney both.
Yeah. But then my 18-year-old daughter, she's like did band for like 2 or 3 years and understands music and is double the musician I am. And she's just like, yeah. Her bass is sitting right behind me. It's like, come get your bass and start playing. I mean, she's showing me stuff on it. I'm like, because she understands music.
Yeah.
But yeah. What else? Did you see all the Ahsoka, the leaked Ahsoka?
Are they photos? Leaked or are they official?
It's from Empire.
From
Empire magazine.
Yeah. I don't think they're leaked. I think it's a strategic tease to what's upcoming and by the magazine.
Yeah. I think I might have to find a magazine place to do. Is there a place to buy magazines nowadays?
Yeah. Barnes and Noble.
Okay.
Or I'm sure you can buy it at Empire.
Yeah.
At Empire Online, right? Something like that.
Yeah. Something like that. I need to see those, cause they showed the picture and it's the epilogue, cause it's her and Ahsoka and they've got the mural in the background and it's just like, damn it, they're going to do it.
You're tearing up already.
They're going to do it.
And you're going to do it. You're going to start crying.
Oh, dude, I cried when I saw the picture. I didn't even have to. I knew what it was when I saw the picture. And she's got, huh?
Go ahead.
No, and in the live action, she has Ezra's lightsaber. And I'm like, I don't remember seeing that in the cartoon. So I had to rewatch it and cry like a little baby again, and she does not have it in the cartoon. So they retcon something.
What happens to his lightsaber?
She has it in the cartoon. Chopper gives it to her. He gives it to Chopper, and then Chopper gives it to her.
Okay, so what's retconned? If she has it.
She wasn't wearing it in the cartoon epilogue, but she's wearing it in the live action epilogue.
What difference does it make?
I know.
I mean, look what they did with the Grand Inquisitor in Obi-Wan Kenobi. They take liberties. It's fine. And it's Filoni driving that ship. So he's free to do whatever he wants. Look what Lucas did with the special editions.
Yeah, exactly. And I was, and I've been watching, I got to season 4 of Rebels, and that's when Bo-Katan shows up. And you compare the cartoon version of Bo-Katan to the live action version of Bo-Katan, and it's nothing. They're nothing alike. I mean, they're similar, but everybody's griping, you know, about the changes from the cartoon version to the live action version.
What changes? Let's talk about
her face, huh?
Let's talk about it.
It's like her face is different, and her hair is
it's a cartoon. Those are the changes people are upset about.
Well, you're talking about with the Ahsoka, or are you talking about Bo-Katan?
Bo-Katan. Are we just talking about character design?
Yeah, the character design's different. I mean, it's all in the face, I guess. But you know, you when you look at like Rebels, like Ahsoka, not Ahsoka. When you look at Hera and you look at Sabine, those are characters we've seen cartoons for the last 7-8 years or whatever. And when they bring it live action, it's going to be different.
I thought we were talking about character traits. I didn't realize we were talking about character design. There's no conversation there.
Sorry, I ruined your thoughts.
Did you watch Indiana Jones on Disney Plus yet?
Not yet. I watched Ant-Man today.
Quantumania,
yeah.
I watched Raiders of the Lost Ark, which is perfect from start to finish.
I may watch it while I'm eating my dinner because the wife's in Florida this week, so...
And I watched part of Temple of Doom, but it was a busy weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, Quadrophenia would have been awesome if I was high.
What's Quadrophenia?
Or whatever, whatever the Ant-Man.
Quantumania.
Quantumania.
But Quadrophenia is a thing, isn't it?
That's the Who.
Yeah. Which is probably the same statement there, too, with the Who.
Right. It stinks when you see a movie in your house and you're like, this would have been really cool to see in a theater.
Yeah.
Because the visuals on it are insane. The story was kind of but I don't know. It was kind of cool. I enjoyed it, but if I would have been high, it would have been that much better.
Speaking of seeing things in the theater and having cool images, I did see Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which was amazing. But the reason I have to bring this up is because Chris Miller and Phil Lord. Those are the guys that were originally fired from Solo.
Uh-huh.
They did the Lego movie, 21 Jump Street, 22 Jump Street. They did the first Spider-Verse movie, and now they came back for this. And they told all the theaters to crank up the volume to a 7, so on a scale of 1 to 10. They cranked it up to a 7. So I get in there, and it was some sort of World War II movie, but it was like a drama book, like a book they turned into a movie that takes place during World War II, like one of those Angela Ashes kind of stories, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Helen Mirren is in this movie. And when she was talking on screen, my seats were vibrating. It was that loud. There was no bangs. There was no music at that moment. It was just Helen Mirren talking. And it was so loud that it was shaking my seat. And I was like, I don't know if I could sit through this. So I went and talked to management. And I was like, can you turn this down? Because this is obscenely, dangerously loud. Like, dangerous. If Helen Mirren is talking and my seat is shaking, that's dangerous.
Right.
But I think what was happening, because when the movie started, it was fine. It was loud, but it was fine. I think what they do is, much like they used to do with commercials for those previews, is they jack the music up. So it's
gotcha.
So much louder than the movie itself. But when the movie started playing, it was quieter and it was fine. But the movie's awesome. The movie's incredible.
I did kind of get upset when I saw the Spider-Man 2099 figure out yesterday. That was sort of like, well, that's a spoiler. That was a spoiler.
He's in the trailer.
Oh, is he? I hadn't seen the trailer. I didn't realize that was sort of a...
The end credit scene in the first movie.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, Oscar Isaac came in and did that voice, and he does the voice again. So there's a Star Wars relation there, too.
I guess I need to... Because I saw Spider-Verse, the first one, but I didn't realize there was an end credit scene.
Yeah, he's the post-credit scene. You see Miguel, I can't remember his last name, talk about doing something, and then he enters the Spider-Verse.
Okay. I vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
But it's been a few years. I enjoyed Spider-Man. And it's another cartoon, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. I guess I need to go watch that too. I was going to go watch Guardians, but I don't think I'm going to have time. It just the whole weekend, the time gets away from me.
Do you pick up any Micro Galaxy stuff this week? Did you find anything in store?
I don't think so.
No.
I've been looking and it's a day late, dollar short, because Mandy was in Florida and calls me and was like, oh, let me go check. Because the Lego section, I guess, had been restocked. And she's like, there's a bunch of Legos. I'm like, it's all stuff we can get up here. So then she went check the Micro Galaxy and she's like, oh, here's Luke's Snowspeeder. Here's Bo-Katan's ship. And I'm like, they may have Ahsoka's.
No.
They don't have Ahsoka.
I was at a Walmart earlier today on the other side of town, and they had like a really upscale Walmart, believe it or not. And they had, instead of just throwing all the toys in the top shelf, they put them nicely in boxes.
Uh-huh.
So I was able to see that there was like Micro Galaxy stuff up there, and there was just boxes and boxes of the Razor Crest and the Slave One. And I'm like, you guys need to start clearing this stuff out and get the next wave in here, because this is ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't know. And I think it's per manager. It's not really per store, or it's per store, not, or whatever. You know what I mean? It's not Walmart can't go and say, okay, clearance everything out. It's per
manager's
manager
discretion.
Right. But yeah, if I had that much stuff, I would definitely be clearing it out. But, you know, because sometimes, and then you can find stuff that is new on clearance. Like somebody messed up and just put clearance labels on them.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I was at Target. Well, I was at a Walmart and a Target both, and they were restocking. And I've figured out what Jazzwares boxes look like. And I found in like one Walmart had three pallets of stuff they were putting out, and there's one Jazzwares box on it.
It's probably AEW stuff too.
It was
AWE,
it was,
or whatever it is.
Right. It was nothing to do with Star Wars. I don't remember what it was, but, and then the Target, I was looking, and then the Target had another pallet, and you know, you get that one person that kind of stares at you when you're looking through the stuff. Cause I don't touch the stuff. I'm looking at it, you know, cause I'm trying to be respectful because I don't want to piss them off. And she's just staring at me. And it's like, oh, sorry. I was just looking to see what you guys were stocking. You know, if you got any Star Wars stuff. And it's like, I won't know till I get it done. Okay. Well, you have a computer in your hands. Most people know what they got.
Yeah.
You know what you're stocking. So I'm.
Yeah.
It's like that drug, you know, as mad as I am and as pissed off as I am, I still go. And as, you know, depressing as it is, you still go every time you pass by a freaking Target or Walmart.
Welcome to Action Figure Anonymous.
Yeah.
My name is Jason. It's been 3 hours since my last trip to Target.
Yeah. And especially when you're like on a different side of town, you're like, man, let me go check what they got.
That's what I did today at Walmart. Yeah.
And normally when you're in a different side of town, you can find some cool stuff. But
and I was like, this is an upscale Target. So maybe these people look down on Star Wars collectors. So maybe I'll have something in there that I can get. But no, they didn't have anything new. I mean, they're still rocking the retro collection Obi-Wan Kenobi wave. They're still rocking the TVC Lando Calrissian.
Yeah,
they did have two speeder bikes, which was kind of cool to see those on store shelves.
I've been seeing a lot of the speeder bikes.
And how did that guy yesterday at the show sell it for $35 when it's being sold $45? When I see kind of stuff like this, like even with the TVC X-Wing, I'm like, is this stolen? Is this a hot X-Wing? Like, how do you get below retail prices when it's just hitting retail?
unless he's figuring some kind of way to get him on clearance or something, or he found a good deal on him. But still, if even if you're paying, because all right, so if he's selling it for 35, he would have had to pay $20 for it to make any to make it worth his while.
Yeah, or if he bought it at retail for 45, he's dropping $10 to sell it at a swap meet, and he doesn't sell it. So I don't know. It just boggles my mind. Like, how do you get prices this low if it's not on clearance? I understand the guy who was selling the Dr. Cornelius Ezevan for $10 because those were at Ollie's for $6. So he's marking up $4. You give him a 10, you know, you're going to walk away from with that Black Series figure. But how do you do it when it's on store shelves for 45 and he's selling it for 35?
Unless he was just one of those people he overbought and it's got to get rid of it. But still, you would have put it at retail.
Yeah. And like the X-Wing was $50. I don't know. Maybe he got on clearance somewhere. I know Poe's. I bought Poe's X-Wing at Best Buy on clearance for $55. Yeah. And this guy was selling it for $75. So I can see the $25 increase there. But I don't know. And we're not near any shipping imports. So it's like people can't buy the stuff in bulk, because if they do, it comes in from California and you got to ship it all the way here to Atlanta.
Right. Well, it's always weird when you see that. You don't know what's going through people's heads. You don't know what the rhyme or reason behind it either. You know, I doubt it's stolen, but it's either.
No, I'm not insinuating that. Right, by any right. Let me walk this back a little bit. I'm not saying anybody has stolen any hot items. Beep. And I'm accusing people of stealing things and selling it at the swap meet. That is not what I'm saying. In my limited view, I don't understand any other way. And I'm just curious, is there some sort of back door to Target where I can go get 25% off clearance items that other people know about? I mean, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So just got to clear the air a little bit. I'm not accusing anybody of anything.
Doggone it, Jason.
And I am not the owner of the Smugglers Galaxy podcast, so you can't come at me.
I'm not the owner either. Or shit, I guess I am.
You are. You are the owner, sir.
Wow, I own something? This is awesome.
Your name is on the deed, not me. I'm just the co-host.
My name's on the PayPal and everything, yeah. Right? And
yeah.
All that advertising money comes in my account. Yay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That massive amount of money we make.
I don't know. But I was just curious.
It helps pay for Zoom, so.
Yeah.
Well, Jason, since we just spent like the last 5 minutes off air trying to figure out what we were going to talk about and couldn't come up with anything, you want to go ahead and wrap it up?
Yes. So you'll be at Joe Fest next weekend?
I will be at Joe Fest next weekend, yes. So say hi.
So come say hi. If you hear his voice, which you probably hear his voice because he's loud, go say hi to Glenn. You can hear him across the room. You'd be like, I know that voice.
It really freaked me out and be like, dude.
I am going to a GASWC meetup. So if you're in the Atlanta area and want to join us, we're going to be in the Gwinnett area. So check out the Facebook page and meet up with us. It'll be a good time. And I hope to unveil the plans for next summer. And get that ball rolling, and then maybe in a month or so we'll have something to announce. But it all starts at that meetup, so join us.
Yay.
And with that, I would like to say thank you for listening to the Smugglers Galaxy podcast. If you could please leave a like and a 5-star review of the show anywhere you listen to your podcast, if it's allowed. It really helps us out and points people to our show. You could follow us on social media. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Send us an email or message us. We'd love feedback. We'd love to make you part of the show. Our email address is smugglersgalaxy@gmail.com. Thank you to Alfonso Riviera for the Smugglers Galaxy logo. You could find him on the Rock the Force podcast. And thank you to Levi Waterhouse for the music. Also, I want to say that you can hear Glenn and myself on the Prototypes and Production podcast. Part one has both of us, so give that one a listen. Hasbro re-released VC66, hashtag vote with your wallet. Sabine will be on next week. Pass on what you've learned. Be a positive force in the collecting community. This is the way.
This is the way.